This is KCUR 89.3. One question that seems to come up almost every election season is why people sometimes vote against their best interests, specifically their economic interests. Kansas elections editor Amy Jeffries puts that question to KHI News reporter Andy Marso.
Ernest Schein in Olathe actually has a very similar question. When will people stop voting against their economic interest? And he goes on, the governor who was supposed to lower taxes actually raised them on the vast majority of residents when he signed the sales tax increase into law. Is he right about that? Are Kansans voting against their own economic interests?
Well, there's some evidence to support that. So the legislature passed and the governor Brownback signed into law major changes to the income tax structure in 2012. And so this is even absent that sales tax increase. The way the income tax plan was sold is as a tax cut for all Kansans, but subsequent analysis of the plan by former budget director Dwayne Gosin showed that Kansans who made $25,000 a year or less actually have ended up paying more income taxes. And that's because in addition to cutting the tax rates, that 2012 bill also eliminated a lot of credits and deductions or reduced them. And in particular, stuff like the food sales tax rebate, that those were credits and deductions that those lower income Kansans, benefited from more. And so in aggregate, as a group, those who make $25,000 or less are actually paying more income taxes. And that's not an insignificant group either. That was about a third of all the income tax filers in 2013.
So we can say that this tax policy that was passed by Governor Brownback and the incumbent legislature was against Kansans' economic interests.
At least one third, for sure. But then in 2014, we know what happened. The voters reelected the governor and increased the Republican majority in the Kansas House.
Right. So, yeah, there are some voters in Kansas who we can say have been voting against their own economic interests. What gives? Why are they doing that?
Other things matter more to some people. So fiscal concerns often take a backseat to social issues. That's something that, has been talked about in this state for quite some time, tracking back at least to the Thomas Frank book, What's the Matter with Kansas? And I talked to Gary Brinker, who's the director of the Docking Institute. He's a sociology professor out at Fort Hays State. And he said that in Kansas in particular, abortion is a powerful issue for folks. And he in fact, called it a litmus test for a lot of voters in Kansas.
Back to Ernest's question here, will economic interests sort of take over at some point, and when might that happen?
So there's some indication that it's starting to happen now. So in the primaries, voters voted out about 6 incumbent state senators and 8 incumbent House members. Those were lawmakers who generally supported the governor's economic policies, the tax plan in particular. And most of them had been endorsed by Kansans for Life, which is the big anti-abortion group in the state that a lot of those, anti-abortion voters will use to base their vote on.
Right. So this could be the year that economic interests are the winning interests.
Yeah, maybe. So much so, we're certainly hearing the governor and the Republican incumbents talking about the economy more. Their argument is that it's not the tax cuts that have hurt the state budget. It's the downturn in industries like agriculture and oil and gas that are really critical industries for Kansas. And they, contend that the tax plan, on a macroeconomic level anyway, is still beneficial for all Kansans.
That was Andy Marso of KHI News Service with Kansas Elections Editor Amy Jeffries at KCUR 89.3, answering a question sent to our team of reporters collaborating to cover elections statewide.